You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
Turn to somebody, say, moving mountains. This is what I want to tell you today, is you just need a little bit of faith. Turn to somebody, say, I just need a little bit of faith. I just need a little bit of faith. You just need a little bit. Jesus tells us in Matthew 17:20, you don't have enough faith. He's talking to his disciples here. He said, you don't have enough faith. I tell you the truth, if you had even the faith of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible. Say it with me, nothing would be impossible. Turn to somebody and say, just a little bit of faith. All you need is a little bit of faith. And to get started, that's what Jesus said. All you need is a little bit. For those that don't know, the mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds in the world. And it's about between 1 and 2 millimeters in diameter. Jesus compared this. He said, "Just if you have just a couple of millimeters of faith, you can move mountains." And I want to tell you that to encourage you, because you might feel like you're really far away from your breakthrough, but I want to tell you, all you need is a little. Come on, somebody today. Somebody needs to wake up and realize, Sunday morning, I'm trying to tell you something. All you need is a little bit of faith. That's what Jesus is telling us today. And so I want to look here at Hebrews 11:1 also, and it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance. Faith, listen to me now, faith is built on hope. You can't have faith without hope. If you've lost your hope, then it's going to be difficult for you to be active in the realm of faith. Your faith is built off that hope that you have in Christ and that hope that you have in God and his covenant with man. If you've lost that hope, then it's going to be difficult for you to operate in faith. And then your faith doesn't have a leg to stand on. It doesn't have a hope to operate out of. So before we talk about faith, we must examine our hope today. Because I want to talk to you about faith for a few weeks. But before we get too deep into faith, we have to understand we need hope. If you've lost your hope, I want to, by the Spirit, give you hope. Speak hope into your spirit today. I know in life, sometimes we have been battered. Sometimes there's storms, and it seems like things are shaking. It seems like things are going wrong. It seems like things are blowing off and blowing into your life, and it doesn't seem to be the way that you think it should be. And so we begin to, little by little, the enemy tries to come and erode our hope. Then we can no longer operate in the faith realm because we've lost hope. I want to breathe into your life today hope. I want to speak hope. I want to encourage you in a way that's going to raise your hope level. Because I believe that God wants us to operate on a different level, a greater level of faith. But first we got to say, where is my hope at? If you've lost your hope, you're in the right place, because this place is called Hope United. And we know how to give hope. So it might be the person right sitting next to you that's going to give you some hope today. something in something that they say or a way that they look at you or a hug that they give you, you're going to say, you know what? Hope is not lost. I've found my hope. I've rediscovered my hope. And now I'm ready to step into a different faith realm. What does your mountain look like today? Can you close your eyes for a minute? What does your mountain look like? Jesus said mountain, and of course he was talking about metaphorical mountain. He was talking about a metaphorical mustard seed, right? What is your mountain? What is it literally? What is your challenge? What is the thing that is your obstacle right now? What is the area of breakthrough that you need? Can you visualize it with me today? Can you put a picture in your mind and say, this is the Goliath that I'm up against. This is the wall that I've been hitting. This is the mountain that I need to move. All right, now open up your eyes because I've got good news for you. We serve the God of the impossible. We serve the God of the impossible, not the God of the difficult. And God's specialty is doing the impossible. You may be looking at some of the circumstances in your life and saying, this is impossible. But I want to tell you that nothing is impossible with God. Is that what Jesus said in Matthew? Is that what he said in 17:20? He said, nothing is impossible. And you're just about this much away. You're about this far away from your breakthrough. You're about this far away from arriving at everything that God has promised you. Can you get that in your spirit? You're about a millimeter or two away from walking into what God has for you. Some of us as Christians have lost the beauty of what it is to be a believer because we've stopped attempting the impossible. What is a faith like that doesn't stretch for the impossible? Maybe you stretched for the impossible before and you skinned your knees. Maybe you faltered. Maybe you didn't play out the way that you thought it should have, and you lost some hope. You lost some faith, and now you're not reaching like the way you used to reach. I had a conversation with my wife this week, and we were talking about childlike faith. Because sometimes as adults, I think we lose a little bit of that pure faith that says God can do anything in my life. God can heal any sickness. God can perform any miracle. God can move any mountain in my life. And so we start to enter into rationalizations and we add our own reasoning with what the Word of God says, and we water down what God's promise and God's position for us is. And so as believers, oftentimes we lose the beauty of what it is to be a Christian. What sets us apart is the impossible. The children of Israel did impossible things. They fought impossible armies. They crossed impossible impasses. There were impossible walls that fell. Impossible giants that were slain. When we've stopped trying to do the impossible, we've lost some of our faith. What is that faith when we stop attempting the impossible? Faith is doing the impossible. It's supernatural. It's if everybody could do it, it wouldn't be faith.
That's right.
That's what makes what we do so unique. That's what makes our faith so unique. That's what sets Christianity apart from everything else, because our God is the God of the miraculous. Not a God of wood and stone and a man-made thing, but God didn't need us to create him. He created us. Faith is saying, I'm making a jump. I'm making a leap, and trusting God will do the impossible. He's going to partner with me. And I'm going to see the impossible happen in my life. Whether it's a career situation, whether it's a business thing, whether it's a family thing, I'm trusting that I'm going to leap out in faith and God is going to meet me halfway. If you're not trying to do something impossible in your life right now, you need to check your faith level. Is that all right for me to challenge you today? Is it all right for me to challenge you today? If you're not trying some things in your life that are impossible, you need to check your faith level. Because you could be living below your ability. You could be living below what God said your position is. It says that you're seated with Him in high places. You've been given the position of authority. You've been given the position of power. But I think a lot of times when things aren't working the way that we do, we think they should, or the way that the word says, we give up on certain aspects of our faith. We give up on certain aspects of faith. We think that everything is just going to come like this. When you were learning to ride a bike, did it come like this? You had to learn how to ride that bicycle, didn't you? Can I tell you, faith is a journey. You have to learn how to ride that bicycle. Sometimes you may fall down. Sometimes you might skin your knee. But you can't give up because you have the power. You have the capacity to ride the bike. You've been given the bike. God gave us a precious gift. God gave us a precious promise. But imagine if we never took advantage of all of the promises. We settled for just walking and taking the bike on a walk. Or we put the car in neutral and we decided, oh, we're just going to push the car. Everywhere I go, I'm just going to push this car. I'm going to push this car. God gave me this car. It's such a burden. Instead of learning how to operate the vehicle that God has given. God wants us to learn how to operate in what He's given us. Come on, somebody hear me today. God wants us to learn how to operate to the full capacity of what He's given us. If you're just doing what everybody else is doing, you're missing it. Christians should be doing the impossible. Faith turns hope into substance. Faith turns hope into substance. That's the power of faith. It takes things you've been hoping for and causes it to materialize. Isn't that powerful? Faith has the power to take what you've been hoping for and causing it to materialize. This is important, why you need to be hoping, why you need to be dreaming, because faith has nothing to work with if you're not hoping, if you're not dreaming, if you're not letting God put something in your spirit and rolling that thing around in your head and saying, God could do this. Faith turns hope into substance, but we have to make the choice. Will we be an unbelieving believer or a believing believer? An unbelieving believer believes in Jesus, but there's just some of the bits and pieces that they don't completely agree on. Unbelieving believer. I believe Jesus died on the cross. I believe Jesus loves me. But you know that part about Him wanting to give me life and life more abundantly, I have trouble believing that. Or that by His stripes I'm healed, I have trouble believing that. I love the Lord. I believe He died for me. I'm a unbelieving believer. And so an unbelieving believer winds up just living the shell of the life that God had intended for them. Just the shell, just the surface. They haven't even cracked the surface. it's just the tip of the iceberg, and they're living off that, and they might live their whole entire life just off of some of the promise, a partial believing in Jesus. There used to be a meme on social media called Challenge Accepted. And I hope it's all right for me to challenge you today. And you're probably, I don't know what you're thinking in your mind today, but you might be thinking, well, I don't know if that really applies to me. I'm not sure if I really buy into all that. Or you could be saying in your spirit, challenge accepted. You could be saying, oh, this is Sunday talk. This is, you know, this is a Bible story. Or you could be saying in your heart, challenge accepted. You know, part of my job description before the Lord is to challenge you, is to lay out a challenge, is to find the things in the Word of God that need to be challenged in our spirit. Bring those things forth. Cause us to have to put it on the table in the family meeting and discuss this. You know, that elephant in the room. Put it out there on the table. Now we need to discuss it. Can I challenge you today? So we make a decision. Are we going to take the Word of God and begin to rationalize it out? Or he said this, but maybe he meant this. Or he said this, or the Word of God says this, but pastor doesn't really understand this is going on in my life. He doesn't really understand all the different things that are going on. You know what? I don't, but the Holy Spirit does. And the Holy Spirit, amen, I thank you for that. The Holy Spirit knows, and the Holy Spirit says, I want you to operate at full capacity. Full capacity. I want to restore hope to your life. I want you to dream again, and not just to dream again, but to believe that I can partner with you to make the impossible possible in your life. That you can walk out of this place and something start to happen on Monday morning. When you go to work, something's different. When you see that family member next time, something's different because God is in the middle and you've got some faith that you're stirring up and you're standing on a foundation of hope, and all of a sudden, impossible things are possible. Mountains begin to move because there is more. Turn to somebody and say, there is more. There is more. With God, there's always more. There's always more. Look at somebody and say, there's always more. This is the problem that I'm having, Pastor Gary, when I think I know everything. God shows me something more. When I think that I've learned everything that I could learn, I get into the presence of God and there's something else. There's something more. You know, I think this is the problem that I have with folks that don't come to church too often. It's the thought process that, you know what, I pretty much know what I need to know. There's not really that much more that I need to know for my faith walk. That's what the statement is, right? That's the assumption. An assumption. I know everything. I know enough. There's not really that much more. Look at somebody and say, there is more. I believe God has so much more for his people. So much more for the body of Christ in this hour. So much more for Hope United. So much more for each and every person that's really, really hearing this by the Spirit today. There is more. There's more. God has more for you today. God has more for me today. God has more for the person sitting next to you today. God has more. He wants to take us into the realm of the impossible. He wants to take us farther into faith. Maybe Jesus is making that statement in Matthew 17:20, saying, you don't have enough faith for what I need you to do. You don't have enough faith to slay the giants and win the victories that I've already envisioned for you to win. Maybe God is saying, you don't have enough faith to take hold of all the promises that I have for you today. And it's not an indictment rather than a challenge. It's a challenge to say, will you step into the more? Will you step into the more of what God has for you? Will you broaden what you're hoping for? Will you dream bigger dreams? And will you partner? Will you take that leap and say, I'm trusting God to do the impossible? Will you bow your heads with me today? Because I believe in a God that does the impossible. I believe God wants to give us more. And as you got your eyes closed today, I want you to just, if that's you, this is just, I just want to see by a show of hands, how many want more? How many want more? I see that. How many people not just want more, you need more? Because there's a difference. There's a difference. There's a difference between wanting something and needing something. You realize, I need this to be effective. I need this to operate to full capacity. I need more. Now, how many people, thank you, how many people would say, you know what? I don't just want more. I don't just need more. I'm hungry for more. I'm to that place of desperation that I realize I'm not going to settle for anything less. I'm not going to be okay with it being what it was before. I'm not just going to do what I've been doing because I know that there's more. I know that there's some extra thing that God has for me. The extra blessing needs the extra faith. If that's you today, say, I'm hungry. See, there's something that changes when you don't just want something. You realize that you need something. And there's something that changes from when you need something to when you're desperate. That you won't stop. You're tenacious. You can grab hold of whatever word you want to grab hold of. Hungry, tenacious, desperate. You're not just at the place where I just kind of like a little more of God. I don't know about you, but that's not where I'm at today. Where I'm at today is I realize that the people in my life, the people in our city, the people in our families, they need for us to be all that we were designed to be. I just want to pray with you right now. Join hands with somebody. Stand up with me. I just want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you because I'm going to invite the Holy Spirit. He's already in the room, but I'm going to invite the Holy Spirit and I'm going to ask Him to give us more. To give us more. Father, I thank You for all that You've done. How You brought us together today. It's a specific day. It's a specific thing that You're saying. It's a special way that Your Holy Spirit is moving. And Holy Spirit, we invite You to touch every heart, touch every mind that maybe is trying to reason or rationalize or trying to wrap their head around what's being said today. But God, at the end of the day, let us know, God, it's You that's saying it. It's You that say, You can use me, You can use somebody else, You can use a man or a woman. It doesn't matter. But if it's Your voice, God, we need to hear what You're saying. God, touch our hearts. Make us, God, an open book to what You want to write in our hearts. Holy Spirit, I ask for more. I ask for more. If you want more, just lift up your hand and say, Holy Spirit, give me more. It's Holy Spirit wants to give you more. Holy Spirit, give me more faith. Holy Spirit, give me more hope. Holy Spirit, give me more of you. Oh, we thank you. Just for a moment, just lift up your hands and say, give me more. Holy Spirit, give me more.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.